Good morning. Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers. Anybody else got something before we go on? Okay. I should have some kind of flashing light or something that goes on and off during the music for the times that it seemed like there was some kind of movie where the person would just kind of fade, you know. What was that? Oh, that was Back to the Future. Remember when they would look at the picture and all of a sudden it would start fading away? I did that. And it's one thing to do it when you're doing a song that somebody else has the most of the lead on. It's another one when you're the one that's supposed to be singing the song. And I went, it was wonderful. I was meditating on how great it is to see Jesus and to experience him and thinking about all the people that should be here just receiving blessings. And all of a sudden it was like, uh-oh, where am I? And I had no idea that he was faithful. A little light would flash on and off, that'd work. We're going to continue along the same lines that we've been for the last few weeks especially, and that is the idea of seeing the unseen. And bring that up for me, please. Seeing what is not seen, seeing the unseen. And I think I said this last week, because we talk about akouo, the verb. It's more than just hearing. It's hearing to the point that that image is formed in you. So probably should have made that a little bigger, but it would have run over. I want you to be looking at that on and off during the morning. First part of it says, for the people that are on the live stream, seeing what you've heard through the life in the Word, all caps, the Word, not just the book, but the Son of God. Seeing what you've heard through the life that's in the Word, seeing the light of mankind through the image in your mind. As I was looking at that, I'm thinking, you know, that's just not the kind of stuff you hear said in an awful lot of churches on Sunday morning, right? Like maybe we're just a little out there, maybe we're a little, what do you call that, mystical, spooky? And I was looking at those words. However, the fact of the matter is, what's being said there is exactly what's written in the book. It's just that we don't tend to go there very much because we have other words that we use. In fact, I was thinking about John's writings as opposed to Paul's writings. Paul, having been a Hebrew's Hebrew, very much in the whole theological intent of things, he would say things like flesh and spirit. And we're all really comfortable with that idea because we think we know what we're talking about. However, John used different words to describe actually much more accurately the same thing. Instead of flesh, he used dark or darkness. And instead of just using spirit, he used light. Because God is light. And that's what he said. God is also spirit, yes, but when you say spirit, images form in your mind. And here again, we go back to the images. You know, we talk about them going back years and years ago that The mechanism of faith is what? Thank you. The imagination, yes. The imagination. You actually see it with your mind, which again, I jump up and down. You know, it's kind of like one of my platforms to stand on. When Jesus was talking to Nicodemus in the third chapter of John, that's what he said very plainly. Being born from above, you have the ability to hora'o, to see the kingdom with your mind. You can see the kingdom with your mind if you're born of the Spirit. And if you're born of from above, if you're born of water and spirit, and again, that goes back to what, 36th chapter of Ezekiel, where God very plainly spoke through the prophet and said, the time is going to come, I'm going to wash you with clean water, and I'm going to put my spirit in you, and you're going to come before me. Because you can't go before the presence of God with sin like that, because it will fry you. It won't hurt him. It won't get on him. But it will cause you problems. So you're washed, as Paul said in Corinthians, you're washed with water, pure water of the Word of God. You're washed with the Word, right? The Word, Jesus. It's his blood that cleanses you from all wrong. You can come before the presence of God. Well, how do you do that? What do you see? What do you say? And that's where we should stay. That's what we should be thinking. So, had an interesting experience Monday. I think it was when I was prepping for the Monday morning high. Anyway, I was thinking about where we were last week in the 10th chapter of Luke. And something that we didn't emphasize was the 22nd verse. Jesus said, no one knows who the Son is except the Father. And no one knows the Father, who the Father is, except the Son and the one to whom the Son may reveal. May reveal. And again, the word there that we're looking at, apokalypto, it means to reveal. We're going to look at another word in a little bit, which you're familiar with, phanerao. And many times you'll see that word manifest. Other times you'll see it as revealed. But those are two different words. Apokalypto means to reveal. That like it's uncovered is actually what it means. The other word, phanerao, means to see it clearly.